Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting there's only 4 days till Election Day in the United States, and the two candidates are spending their time in battleground states. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are focusing their campaigns on states with key electoral votes. Speaking in Ohio, Trump said that Clinton's email server troubles make her unable to be president.
Hillary is now facing major problems with perjury. The FBI agents say their investigation is likely to yield, perhaps, an indictment.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in Michigan. She called on her supporters to continue working through next Tuesday.
When your children or grandchildren ask what you did in 2016, when everything was on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, stronger, fairer America.
Trump will campaign in Pennsylvania on Friday. Clinton has another stop in Ohio, where she'll be joined by hip-hop mogul Jay-Z and his wife and musical performer Beyoncé. A new poll, meanwhile, has found that a great majority of American voters are disgusted with both presidential hopefuls. However, that does not appear to have discouraged millions from voting before Election Day. A New York Times CBS News poll found that 80% of those surveyed said they felt the candidates' campaigns have left them repulsed. However, more than 36.5 million Americans have already voted early, according to the United States Elections Project. Be sure to tune to VOA Tuesday for our full coverage of Decision 2016. This is VOA News. The United States has joined other countries Friday, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and throttling of the internet. Following overnight raids, Turkish police detained a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, or People's Democratic Party. The incidents prompted Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken to speak to his Turkish counterpart to express concern, asking Ankara to reinforce the public's confidence in the rule of law. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people and wounded more than 100 others near a police station in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. The attack is being blamed on suspected Kurdish PKK militants. Opposition fighters fired mortars at a corridor set aside for rebels and residents to leave besieged eastern Aleppo Friday.